My heart hath uttered a good word. I speak my works to the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The words of the introit of the Mass of Our Lady of Lourdes are taken from the Psalm of David. And in this psalm, King David was moved both in his heart and tongue to prophesy the excellences of Christ. For it was revealed to him how Christ would provide God's grace to his church. And at the end of this psalm, David saw how thy fathers, there are born sons to thee. Thou shalt make them princes over all the earth. Therefore, as apostles came in the place of the prophets to speak the works of the King, so further would it be the bishops and priests succeed the apostles in the church. In these times, when we live the era of the desolation of churches and scarcity of priests, Catholics oftentimes groan how so few men in this world want to become priests. But there's really nothing surprising in this fact, for the priesthood and the road leading to priesthood is a continual series of acts of humility and self-denial. And sure, I don't need to try to convince you that concerning the state our world's in today, it's almost a miracle that we even can celebrate today the anniversary of a priesthood. But for me, at least, the feast of an anniversary is all the more remarkable, since I come from a country which was torn out of the unity of the Church approximately 500 years ago. And during all these years, there has been only one priestly ordination on Finnish soil, which happened in 1961. So even though we do and should pray for even more priestly vocations, when you come from country where count is exactly one ordination in 500 years, it puts the numbers of the traditional clergy into quite another perspective. The priesthood is not popular these days because a priest, when starting to follow Christ, has to annihilate all his own desires. And it really should be in no other way. If even Saint John the Baptist, whom Christ declared to be the greatest ever born from the woman, declared that John has to shrink smaller and Christ grow bigger, how could any priest think that in him our Lord has really gained a good catch? The priest is one who always follows in the footsteps of his master, and how humiliating experience this trip is. It is often that when priest declares to the faithful that they must be fervent in prayer, he realizes that he himself has been neglectful in singing his daily praises to his Lord and Master. Or after he exhorts them to be charitable, he kneels to his examination and is faced with the fact that he has so often lost his temper for some totally trivial matter. The road which priest walks is his own personal Calvary, because the priest is always walking next to his master, and has to continually see how great our Lord is and how small the priest is compared to him. That's why every milestone in the life of a priest is a remarkable reminder how he himself shrinks in front of his Lord. So great is the love and power of God that he can take a poor man who is made from the worthless clay, smash him to smithereens, and then reform him, because even the worthless clay can, in the hands of the master, come a work of art. One needs only to think Saints Peter and Paul, whom the Church honors as her cornerstones. One cowardly abandoned and denied his master on time of anxiety, and the other in a most cruel manner persecuted his followers. And yet Christ made these two men of clay the vessels of his election to act as pastors and examples to all the generations to come. And no one doubts how worthless they must have felt themselves. Saints Peter and Paul are always commemorated together, of course, because they were the very founders of the Church of Rome. But I have often thought it's appropriate to always remember them together, because probably no pair of human beings ever shed more tears than they. Father McKenna's anniversary is today, on the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, and in a moving way, Our Lady is a great protector of priests. In today's Matins reading, we read how Our Lady gave command to Saint Bernadette that it might be declared to the priests that a new chapel should be built in Lourdes for people to approach her. There is also a touching story which happened in America, which explains how great a gift the priesthood is. One seminarian who was to be ordained on Christmas received a letter from his former home parish priest, who wrote that he had dropped in to the seminarian's home to see the young man's mother and told her he was going on the priest's retreat. He then added, "Next year, please God, the boy will be out there on retreat with me." "That will be a great change for him," the mother said, "a great change to be one of yourselves." And Father answered, "Yes, and a great change for you to be in the aristocratic society that you are going to join in a few months." She smiled, "You were always a joker, Father. The altar society is good enough for me. Do you think that I am going to join the Daughters of the Revolution or the Colonial Danes?" Father laughed, "Oh no, indeed. You are going to join a much more aristocratic society than either of them. One that has for its permanent president the greatest woman ever born into this world." "Now I know that you are joking, Father," she protested, "for the greatest woman ever born into this world was the Blessed Virgin, and she is not in the world now." "She's near enough to it to be the president of the Society of Priests' Mothers that you are going to join at Christmas, Father and Son, triumphantly. And the mother's face changed so that Father couldn't even attempt to describe it. Such happiness never shows in smiles. It shined out of her eyes. She did not speak for a moment or two, and then she said, "Do you know, Father, that for this last month I have been living in a state of wonderment? I cannot understand why God has done so much for me. I know I never deserved it." And Father answered to her, "That is probably the very reason why he did it, because you knew that you did not deserve it. It is humility that gets us the proudest gifts and favors of heaven." And there it all is, when in every single Mass the priest takes the chalice to drink his Savior's blood, he knows fully well that he can never render back all the great gifts he has received on the blessed day of his ordination. But instead, he has the joy and privilege to always be a friend and follower of our Lord. And since it is impossible to describe this privilege better than the psalmist does in the 83rd Psalm, I'll give you this appraisal. "How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth and fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh have rejoiced in the living God. For the sparrow hath found herself a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young ones. Thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house, O Lord. They shall praise thee for ever and ever. Blessed is the man whose help is from thee. In his heart he hath disposed to ascend by steps, in the vale of tears, in the place which he hath set. Behold, O God, our protector, and look on the face of thy Christ. For better is one day in thy courts above thousands." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.